May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Those of you who are stunned that we're not in John 4, I'm saving that for tonight. Okay. But we're almost in John 4, the beginning. These scriptures have just been a launching pad for me in processing a lot of information. This is again John 3, verse 31 and 32. Or 31 through 33, where John is saying this about Jesus. He said, "He who comes from above is above all, and he who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth, and he who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard of that which he bears witness, and no man receives his witness, but the ones who have received his witness has this seal that God is real." And just this contrast that Christ as man, Son of Man, how it's defined about him, the difference between him and fallen people, is that it says that Jesus is from above, because of that he's above all. He's of the earth, speaks of the earth, but he who comes from heaven, that's the explanation of what it means to come from above, is above all. And again, Jesus walked in a lot of authority. He had authority. We all have authority. We've been given authority. But Jesus walked in authority because he saw things from a totally different perspective. And he bore witness of what he saw and released it into every situation. And the scripture says that Jesus, in the verses we'll turn to just a second, that Ron read, Jesus walked in the light. In other words, the truth. Truth from heaven's perspective, not fallen earth's perspective. And everywhere Jesus went, because he walked in the light, he released light into the darkness. Whenever you release light into darkness, darkness has to go. There's no way you can get rid of darkness. You can pray for it to go, plead for it to go, wish it would go, hope it would go, but only the truth can dispel darkness. But people who are of the earth, if you still have a fallen perspective, you see things from a fallen perspective, and the way you know that's true is because you speak of the earth. I mean, what do you mean by that, Bishop? Oh, let's just say you're in a situation that you're bored with, and so what things that come out of your mouth are, "I'm just really bored with this situation. I don't like it very much. I wish it would change." That's a person of the earth who's speaking the things of the earth. What's heaven's perspective about the situation that you're in? See, that's what Jesus walked in the light, and he always would speak. He would say something like, "God's got me right where he wants me, and because he's good, it's good. And therefore, I want to grow in this place and learn everything I can." That's the difference between carrying authority into a situation or not. Or if somebody is sick, in the earth, we just say, "Well, that person's sick. Man, that must be hard to live with that." And after a while, you'll get over it. Jesus walked from heaven's perspective, kingdom of heaven's perspective, and he saw the person healed, because that's the kingdom of heaven reality. And he bore witness to that and released light into the darkness, and the darkness was gone. I love this passage that Ron read. Knocked me out of my chair this morning. Jesus therefore said to them, "For a little while longer, the light is among you." Now think of light as truth. The reality of heaven that Jesus carried and he spoke of and released in a dark and fallen world. Remember what again what it says in 1 John 5. The whole world lies under the power of the evil one in darkness. "For a little while longer, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, that darkness may not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes." Isn't that true? Isn't when we're not living by faith, we don't really have a clue what's going on. We just speak of the things of the earth. All kinds of nonsense flies out of our mouth about what's going on. "Oh my God, we got this bill. This is terrible. How are we going to handle this? Let's worry about it." Instead of seeing the resources of heaven and speaking like that, it releases reality Scripture says that faith is the substance. I was looking at that word again this morning, of things hoped for. And that word substance comes from two words. It means something that's solid, that's underneath you. And that's why the King James uses the word substance, and I think that's the best translation. It's the substance of things hoped for, and it's the proof, evidence, of things you can't yet see. And then the very next scripture says, you do understand that everything that's seen was created by, came into being because that which is invisible by the word of the Lord. And so that which is seen doesn't represent ultimate reality in a fallen world, but what God says about it. Heaven's perspective. Jesus said what he saw and heard, he manifested. He bore witness. So think about this. When you look at a situation, what are you hoping for? Well, faith is the substance of things you hope for. You see the situation in the seen realm, and you hear the word of the Lord about the heavenly realm. What's really real about this? What is your will here? And faith is the substance of what you're hoping for. Not what you see, but what you're hoping for. And hope always flows out of the reality of heaven. Am I making sense to you? So this is the thing I want you to see today, because we'll talk more about this, of course. We'll talk more about this and more about this and more about this until you either lie to me and tell them you get it, or you just pass out from hearing it again. Listen to what it says. While you have the light, verse 36, believe in the light, in order that you may become sons of light. Jesus said, believe in the truth, the light, so that you can become sons of light. What you believe is what you become. Now hear me again. What you believe is what you become. And if what you believe is the only thing you believe is what you see on the earth, fallen reality, situation, circumstances, what the devil has declared, the reality of the kingdom of darkness. If that's what you see, then that's what you're going to become. You're going to be anxiety and fear and resentment and bitterness and anger. But if you can start to see things from above, from heaven's perspective, then you carry an authority over all that. And you become what you see. Jesus bore witness of what he saw and heard. Jesus invites us to become sons of light. He was the light of the world. It says in John 8:12, but you know what it says in Matthew 5:14? He says, you are the light of the world. That we're called to be sons of light, to live like he lived. From heaven's perspective of reality is, and therefore being above all the things we see, we're not subject to this stuff. What governs us is what God say. What does God say about it? And when you believe that, you actually become that and manifest that. In your own being, you become that and you manifest that to everybody around you. Haven't you found it to be true? Somebody hurts you, betrays you, and what you see is hurt and betrayal, and somebody's robbed you of something good, of maybe the best, or whatever. That's what you become. And that's what you manifest. It comes out of your mouth all the time. But if what you see is God's bigger than that, what you see is an opportunity to forgive, to love. They don't know what they're doing, Father, forgive them. What you see is God even using their sin to cultivate his destiny in your life, like Joseph did when his brothers tried to kill him. You'll become that. You'll become forgiveness and love, and you'll manifest that because it'll come out of your mouth. And you'll release it to the lives of other people who struggle with the same kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? See? What we believe is what we become. Ask yourself, I'm asking the Lord, renew my mind so that I only believe heaven's report. That's what it says about the people who walked in faith in Hebrews 11. It says they got a good report because they walked in faith. What that literally means is they bore witness of the report they got from heaven's perspective. And it pleased God. Where are you getting your report of what's real? Is it the 10 spies who walked into the land and said, oh my, lions and tigers and bears, oh my, they're way too big for us? Or the 2 who came back and said, they're like grasshoppers in our sight. God has already given us the land. What you believe is what you become. And those were the only 2 who entered into the land. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.